Well, here we go again, and we are Radio Entrepreneurs, the single source for entrepreneurship and stories of entrepreneurship. Over 6,000 interviews since our inception, and especially since the new economy, that's what I like to call it, and how everybody is staying at work, going to work, retooling for this economy to provide value for people. My co-host for this segment, well, this must be an FEI segment, Financial Executives International, is the one and the only Evan Macedo, the two-miker, we call him now. Welcome, hey, Evan.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's great to be here. And, you know, I got two mics just so I can get the word out of all the great things that are going on.
I thought you were going to say just so you could get a word in edgewise with me, but that's thank you for saving me. Our next guest, and not someone unfamiliar to us, Paul Ryan, CFO and board member of Presence Enterprises, LLC, and an active member of FEI. So this really is a full FEI segment. Let's put the full court press on. Welcome, Paul.
Oh, welcome. And thank you very much. Good to be with you both this morning, this beautiful summer day.
Right. I like the offices. Do you want to tell us about Presence Enterprises?
Yeah, sure. So that it's an organization. It's a startup. I joined it back in October. I was contacted by the founder and Scott Tanner, and it's a startup involved in healthcare consolidation. So it's an M&A roll-up strategy, and we will be in the process of acquiring and consolidating, rolling up healthcare, home healthcare agencies, skilled home healthcare. And we had a goal of completing our first deal by the end of Q1, March. But then we got hit with COVID-19, and things came to not quite a halt. We're doing a lot of work with our partners, our business advisors, and trying to get them lined up. But we're continuing to look for our first target, and we have a couple of negotiations underway at the moment. So we're hopeful that we'll have our first deal done in the next month and a half or 6 weeks.
Oh, I'm going to flip-flop you a little bit.
Yeah.
Clearly you got a lot on your agenda. Why FEI, and how does FEI help you to achieve your professional goals? Because,
well, that's a great
8,000 members. Clearly there's a lot of people in FEI.
Yeah, there are. And I came out of high tech 20 some odd years ago and really didn't have an established professional network in Boston. My network was internal. I worked for a DEC for about 15 years. I met Al Faber. He encouraged me and sponsored me in joining FEI, and I've been involved in one way or the other as a member, as a volunteer leader on a number of committees ever since. They have approached me for some time in joining the board, which I obviously did a couple of years ago, and then now I had agreed to take on the role of president. It's just a wonderful organization. You know, the for me, the value proposition is around meeting my peers in a you know, somewhat informal and collaborative network. And I can't tell you, there's countless. We need more than the time we have today to just tell you how many occasions I've had to connect with a peer on a particular business issue, whether it was an acquisition of a company, whether it was an installation of a new general ledger system, or whatever it might be. It just goes on and on and on. And just having that network readily available has been invaluable to me. I mean, that's just one of many benefits. And then, you know, there's a lot of technical data repository that's available through FEI National on best practices, M&A, accounting, compliance requirements. I mean, you can get on the list. So just having that resource available, both on a human level and a technical technology level, has been invaluable.
And Paul, as a current member of FEI, I would say, you know, I'm so excited to see what this next year is going to be. You are a phenomenal guy, and your leadership.
You're talking to Paul now, not me.
Yeah. I was going to say he doesn't know me very well.
Well, his bar's low. He knows me, so.
But you know, we're really excited to have you at the helm of the leadership for the Boston chapter for this upcoming year. And what an upcoming year we have in store for us. you know, what are some of your plans or your visions for this year to kind of work through this new economy, as Jeffrey calls it?
And what's to the rumor that you're renaming FEI Boston the Al Faber Group?
Yeah, Al Faber would like that, but he wouldn't acknowledge it. But no, that's a great question. You know, this has certainly been an unprecedented year. Jack Sheehan, my predecessor, the current president, has been certainly thrown a curveball in, you know, mid-course in his administration with the COVID, as we all have. I mean, we certainly don't hold a corner on that market, but we've pivoted and we're continuing to pivot. We've invested in technology, and so for the coming year, it's really around, you know, we do have a strategic set of goals, and it's around membership stability, member involvement, and diversity and inclusion is a huge goal of ours. And so all of our programming is really designed around those objectives. So we're you know, what's unique, I think, with this coming year is that we are planning. We're planning for in-person events, but we're trying to be flexible, and so that we're able to pivot depending on what the circumstances are at the time, what the governor tells us we can do or can't do. So we're really trying to select topics and speakers who are more easily transitioned into a virtual environment. Not every speaker is comfortable using technology on Zoom or GoToMeeting or what have you. So we're trying to be mindful about the topics and the speakers so that if we have to pivot last minute, we can do so. We have an event, for example, in Newton at Braeburn scheduled for November. And we're going to have to make a decision at some point in the near future about whether we're going to actually hold that event in person or have to shift to technology.
And I know right now there's all kinds of webinars going on. There's, you know, online group sessions where we can all get to talk to one another. Can you talk about some of the current programs that we all have in store for us?
Sure. Yeah. So we have, FEI has a couple of levels of engagement from, you know, pure technical. We had an M&A session with one of our partners, and we do a lot of work with our partners, Sapers and Wallach, of course, being one of them. To really more pure networking and social. So we have a wine and chat series that's conducted on Thursday evenings each week. And that's open to members and partners just to come in and talk about what's on their mind. There's no stated agenda. And then to the more formal, we used to call them dinner meetings or executive events. And we hold those six times a year. And that's where we'll have a speaker come in and talk about, talk about a particular item or topic of interest that we believe is of interest and of value to our members. And we'll do an annual survey with our members to try to get a sense of what's on their mind, what keeps our CFO members up at night, what do they want to hear about, and that will help us and that'll help inform the programs that we develop.
Well, that's all very interesting. And I just did a program for FEI, I think, on continuing credits.
Yes.
Of course, on ethics that was being given by Jeff Mead.
Correct.
I had a great time. He brought a real case to the story, and I know I had a lot of fun. Got a lot of interesting emails afterward.
Well, and I'll tell you, just on that topic, Jeff, I happen to be in that seminar. I'm not a CPA, so I don't have to sit through an ethics program for CPE credits, but I did. And you know, that's typically, you know, a relatively dry topic, an important topic, but I had you as a guest. I think you talked for a good hour. Just really brought it to life, you know. I mean, it is a real-world ethics violation, ethics issue that you live through, and that was I've just gotten so many comments back that we should be doing this type of thing more often. Bring somebody in with that can really bring the topic and the issue to life. So that worked quite well, and we'll certainly do more of that going forward.
Thank you very much. Always glad to tell stories. That's the way I like to teach my clients. We've been speaking with Paul Ryan, CFO and board member, Presence Enterprises LLC, and Evan Macedo, FEI member, Boston and Sapers and Wallach. Paul, if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. FEIBoston.org is our website, so we have lots of information on there. We have an email address that goes into our association management folks, info@FEI.org, that will find its way to me, if you like. And then my email address is paultryan@comcast.net, so people should feel free to reach out to me with any issues, questions, or suggestions.
Evan, if someone was looking for you, how would they do that?
Easily, there's two different ways. I would say if you want to contact me at Sapers & Wallach, you can just email info@sapers-wallach.com. But if you are a young financial professional such as myself, or maybe you're a mid to senior level financial professional and you want to join FEI, or you just have questions about it, you can check us out on the website. It's feiboston.org. And we have a great group of people that can really help you out to broaden your Boston-based networking.
Great. And I remind everybody, I'm Jeffrey Davis. Besides Radio Entrepreneurs, you can find me at jdavis@mageusa.com. That's jdavis@mageusa.com. Mage is the corporate name. And I want to thank you, Paul, for being on the show. We know you're coming back again this year. And we look forward to that and the great relationship with FEI. Evan, I'll see you on the next segment of FEI and Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.